Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let me remind you, before we get into our intriguing content, I will share with you our featured guest today. Aaron Zapata, Impact Properties, is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me again directly, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today, I don't know about this one, National Dress Up Your Pet Day. I'm not into that, although my dog at 15 years old, I'm glad she just stands up, no less dresses up. Well, that's a different story. But having beaten anorexia, National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. Where are you going to get a good hot pastrami sandwich? Where's your go-to place? Let me know. Put it in the chat. I can see some of those in here. Or you can just put it in the comments wherever you are. I don't know. I've come across the hat.
The hat.
Right? They got great pastrami over there. I just love that place. I don't go there very often. And if you go over there, be prepared to share. I mean, even when I was over 400 pounds, I couldn't eat a whole sandwich, especially if you put the french fries with it. I digress. Let's look at what the markets are doing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 136 points. The S&P 500 up 7. NASDAQ up 54. Oil down just a little bit, 6 cents a barrel. Doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. The 10-year Treasury back up a little today. Actually, it's almost flat as I speak. 1.09 is the yield on that 10-year Treasury. Significantly better than any of the other countries around the world. Why do you get a better yield here? You got to wonder about some of these numbers. Germany, though, they're still at a negative 0.546 on their 10-year. Take a look at what else is going on in the world. Obviously, you know, I should be able to just take a nap, right? I don't know why I have to get ready to do a broadcast each day, because if I were to watch the United States House of Representatives, I would realize there's really nothing that important going on, right? What is the number one priority that we have in the United States House of Representatives? Impeaching the president again. So Nancy Pelosi will be able to go down as the first Speaker of the House to fail at removing a president, although she impeaches twice, fails twice to get a conviction. Based on my understanding of the United States Constitution, and hey, I'm just a guy that does a little radio in the morning, I think you're innocent until proven guilty, as long as you're not a Republican or a conservative, because in that case, you're guilty regardless. I mean, it fascinates me when you listen to some of the speeches. If you are brave enough to listen to any of the speeches at the House of Representatives yesterday, think about this. If you go and, I don't know, and I don't recommend any of these things, I'm just using it as an example. Go and break a window at a local restaurant. Again, I don't recommend it. I'm not suggesting it. But if they catch you, they might arrest you, and it's going to take about, a year or 2 years to get to a trial. You get to do all the discovery, even if you get a DUI, right? Don't drink and drive. There's Uber for that. But drink and drive. It's going to take a year to collect all the evidence and do the presentation. Quickest court cases, maybe a day or two, right? But you can impeach the president of the United States in less than a day. Does that make any sense to anybody? Where's the evidence? Was there any evidence? Did they ever come up with anything? Oh, yeah, it might have been loony Barbara Boxer, or not Boxer, Maxine Waters, coming out after she got through telling everybody to be insightful for anybody that worked in the administration. Guess she didn't like it too much when they did the exact same thing at the Capitol building. Wonder why that would be the case. And again, I don't condone any of this. I can't tell you that enough. What I also don't like, though, is the double standard. How could it be? You wonder. And as I shared with you on Monday, my favorite word, if you recall, and I got a lot of questions and comments about this. That was my favorite sound on Monday, was just because there was so much that I just doesn't add up to me. And it's going to continue not adding up to me because there's no logic to it, right? You have this this event at the Capitol building, which was deplorable, right? There's no good reason for it, no good excuse. I understand it, but I don't say it's the right thing to do. But does anybody really believe the president had anything to do with it? Not even his comments. Why do I say that? Well, how many rallies have there been with the president? And did you ever see anybody bring rope to any of those other rallies, but they did to this one? Did you ever see anybody bring equipment to cut windows to the other rallies, but they did to this one? Did you ever see anybody doing any wall climbing, but they did it this one? This was all pre-planned. It had nothing to do with the comments of the president. It was planned well before that. And I don't know, because they haven't finished all of the examination. Was it right-wing loons or left-wing loons? I don't know. They were just loons. But they're all should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, just like I said the same thing back in the summer when they were burning Seattle and taking over Portland and rioting in Minneapolis. How many business owners lost their businesses? How many people lost everything because the left wouldn't come out and say exactly what the president said yesterday? Now, maybe the president said it too late. I don't know. That's your opinion, my opinion. We all have them. They all smell, right? But they should have all come out, because, you know, you get Mad Max coming out and saying that that's okay. And you saw what they did to Sarah Sanders in Washington. You saw what they did to Steve Scalise. Holy cow, right? You saw what they did to Rand Paul and his wife just because they left the White House. It's gone too far. And I'm going to suggest that it would be very, very nice. Now, I'm going to share with you that I don't know how many people are going to be in Washington for the inauguration, but I think both of them will go through a lot of security. But I would certainly hope that instead of the commentary that we got from the president-elect in the last week, maybe he'll come up with something that'll be a little bit more leadership, right? That idea of bringing people together, understanding that both sides have valid points. You know, neither side is 100% right. Neither side is 100% wrong. It'd be nice if we could get that from Joe Biden or whoever's writing his speech for him, because he probably doesn't know where he's going to be at that time. I guess I shouldn't say that after saying about being inclusive. But, you know, you got to just wonder, is anybody, you know, listen to Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Do you think that they're going to get anything done in Washington? I know. The markets are up today. Why are the markets up today? Well, there's a big expectation that the president-elect Biden is going to come out with his stimulus package. Nobody's going to tell you what I'm about to tell you, but anybody that's excited about a stimulus package, you got to think about it. And I talked about this yesterday when I gave you our housing and interest rate forecast yesterday. But think about a stimulus package. Here's the easiest way to understand a stimulus package. It's basically like going and getting an ice cream cone if you like ice cream. Right, you go and get an ice cream cone, and you eat the ice cream cone, and you really, really enjoy the ice cream cone. Tomorrow, you look at the scale, and you're sitting on the ice cream cone. Yes, it went right to your rear end or your thighs. That's a stimulus package. You enjoy it when you get it, but when they have to start paying the bill, it's painful. It's going to be that way with this as well. So don't think that just because you get a check. Who's going to pay for that check? Now, I told you yesterday, we're not printing money, no matter what anybody wants to tell you. We're not printing money. We're borrowing money. Guess what happens when you borrow money? You have to pay it back, right? So that's what's going to happen when you have to pay it back. Well, it's not a whole lot of fun. Remember I told you about the car yesterday? You go and buy a car. It's great. You have it. You're excited. A year from now, you're still making payments. When you bought it, it helped the economy. When you're making payments, it's not so good for the economy. And then they have to start stimulating again. It's the whole concept here. So think about these things when you're so excited today. Is that long-term excitement or is that short-term excitement? It's your decision. Whether you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and easy for me to say. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. I got a great broadcast lined up for you today. We are going to talk why right now may be the time to sell your house. Do's and don'ts after applying for a mortgage. Are people really moving out of Calizuela? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Real Estate Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how-to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to bluewatercredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's bluewatercredit.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Geneva. They've got the programs and the products. Give us a call, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones now up 116 points. NASDAQ is up 51 points. The S&P 500 up about 6 points. 10-year Treasuries up 1 basis point, basically flat. Mortgage-backed securities down about 6 basis points. Pretty flat there, too. Doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. We do have what we call a Morningstar pattern. I'm not going to get into the technicalities of that, but if your mortgage person doesn't understand a Morningstar pattern, find one that does. Initial jobless claims came out this morning. They measure individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the very first time. They increased by 181,000 last week to 965,000 people. Estimates were 765,000 people. Give you an idea, before the pandemic, before COVID, we were at about 200,000. Now we're close to 1 million, so 5 times the size. Continuing claims are those that continue to receive benefits increased by 199,000 to 5.3 million. The pandemic unemployment assistance claims gives individuals benefits who would not usually qualify dropped by 941,000 to 7.4. It's not because people got jobs, though. It's because they ran out of benefits. It's painful on folks. Today, we're going to get some comments from Jerome Powell. We'll see what he has to say. President-elect Biden is going to give us his $2 trillion stimulus package. I talked about that in the last segment if you missed it. Here's something that's important, though, and I want you to hear this one closely because I might even chat with Aaron about this one. The survey from Kiplinger showed that a large number of households were forced to tap into their retirement accounts due to the pandemic. 31% of households said they withdrew money from their 401k or other retirement plans. 27% borrowed from their plans. More than 80% of those borrowing money and still those making withdrawals took over $25,000. About a third in each case took out more than $75,000. They're struggling, don't have a choice. But those that have a job and equity in their homes, don't you think they'd be better taking the equity out of their homes than out of their retirement plans? It's just a thought for you right there. Think about that. Because, and I know that they came up with this idea, the government, for you to borrow money or take money out of your 401k. But for most part, people don't put that money back, right? The concept with money as cheap as it is right now, and I know that you're going to say, hey, Ron, you lead a lending team. This is self-serving. You know, that's not the case. I want you to do what's right, and that's why we show people all these different numbers on in writing so you can see what they make and what they mean long, short, and long term. And let's talk about that a little bit because our guest this morning, Aaron Zapata, Impact Properties, is with us. And one of the things that Aaron brings to the families he serves is something that's a little bit different than many, many real estate professionals. He also brings an MBA with him. So you have this background that helps you look at people from more of a holistic view than just, you know, this house looks good and it has the right number of bedrooms.
Yeah, it's funny about that. When I got my MBA and went into real estate, people were like, why did you waste your MBA?
Right.
And I'm like, really, waste? It's the largest financial decision that most people make in their life.
Right.
Right. It's usually has more wrapped up in their equity, in their net worth, than their retirement accounts and all that stuff. And so, yes, the MBA, understanding the business economics, really helps in the process of helping somebody buy and sell a home.
Right.
You know, I have clients that right now we sat down and they purchased a house at the beginning, well, in the middle of COVID last year, and a young couple buying their first home. And we did the numbers and we said, look, if you had bought this house in 1985, your payment would have been about the same as it is now
right
on the mortgage.
Yeah, exactly.
And so cost of living for you versus what it was 20, 30 years ago has not really changed that much, but your income has more than tripled or quadrupled what it would have been in the same scenario 20, 30 years ago.
Well, unfortunately, I did buy my first house. Well, I shouldn't say unfortunately. I bought my first house 20 or 30 years ago. And here's the issue with that, though, is that, and I did pay, I think, what, 14% interest, something along those lines, more than I wanted to care to. But here's the concept there is I bought a house, and I don't know, I'm just doing it off the top of my head, probably $160,000, $170,000 back then. So if that house appreciated at 5% a year, that's $8,000. You're doing that same thing for, what, $300,000 now. Appreciation of $5,000 is double.
Right.
$300,000, right? See, it's much better investment opportunity.
Well, and for a period of time with the downturn, obviously, those homeowners got stuck with right. a home that was depreciating in equity. Now, what's interesting, I am now working with clients who held on to their property in the downturn. And so those that did were into a forced savings account, essentially because they were paying off their mortgage.
Sure.
And they could not refinance because they were upside down. And so for those that made the smart decision in the downturn to keep their home, remember the strategic short sales?
Sure.
Remember? Uh-huh. Yep. Strategic short sales?
Strategic, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. And those largely in part are still on the sideline. They're not in the market again. But a lot of those people that held on now are recognizing that they can sell their house for more than they bought it for back then. We had a couple that came to us just in November okay. and said, we bought at the peak. And for the first time, we believe we can get out what we put into it. And so that's a long time hold on to it.
When they say get out what they put into it, most people are saying that, you know, I bought it $1 million, just round numbers. It doesn't matter what yeah. the number is. Right, so I bought it $1 million. It dropped to 800,000. Now it's back up to $1 million. But they put 200,000 into it. They made principal payments. So their net worth is a lot more because of that forced savings that you're talking about.
Absolutely, because they paid down that principal.
Right.
And so, you know, they walked away in this scenario with hundreds of thousands of dollars in net principal, net equity.
Sure.
Because they held on to it and just paid down the principal. And yes, we ended up selling it for more than they bought it for back at the peak. And it covered the cost of commissions and the profit. And so it was a good decision for them to hold on to it. And it was a good decision for them to sell it.
And now they can move on, and they got the tax benefits of all that time. They got the pride of ownership. They had the security. They didn't buy the house at that time, I'm sure, because it was a dump and they didn't want to be there.
Right. Right.
They wanted it. They right. bought it for a reason.
Yeah. And it was a beautiful home, and it was an easy sell for us. And we're awesome. We are awesomely blessed when we have clients who take such great care of their home.
Sure.
It makes it for an easy sale.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. And a lot of it, in my opinion, comes from the ability of doing some things where you're doing it for the right reason. Right. And that's why I brought up your education, right, and the MBA, and being able to go through and say, you know, and I'm sure that you've got people. I have this also. I can be analytical sometimes. I've got some real estate professionals say, Ron, what the heck are you showing that stuff to people for? It's going to confuse the heck out of everybody.
Too much numbers, Ron.
Right, too much numbers. And you probably have that too, right?
Sometimes.
But there's some people that just want the bottom line. There's some people that want all that detail and being able to provide either one.
Yeah, and we have to know what the client's looking for.
Right.
If you have a guy who's just rolling his, you know, eyes at numbers and he just wants to know bottom line, you skip through all the numbers.
Sure.
They just want to know, can I get what I want? Yes or no.
Right.
Yes, you can. Great. Let's move forward. But then there's the other, let me take time to think about it. Let me look at all the options. Let me look at everything. And we have to tailor our approach to meet the needs of the client.
Sure.
You know, one of our core values at Impact is compassion. You know, we listen to the needs of our clients and then we do what's in their best interest. Another word in the professional realm is fiduciary.
Sure.
You know, so if we look at someone's situation, says now's not the best time to sell. I have told people that.
Sure.
And I've said, you should have sold 6 months ago. So what are we waiting for? You know, so that both sides of the spectrum, understanding where they're coming from, understanding their dynamics. Because no seller is in the same situation.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that you're bringing up right there that I am a big, big believer in is because you are full-time in the industry and because you've got a level of success in the industry, it makes it, even though I know you well enough to know that either way you would do the same thing, it makes it a lot easier to go and say, you know something, now is not the right time to sell. And that's one of the things I want to share with you is when you're looking at interviewing real estate professionals, take a look at what they've got on the books. Why do you want to know that? Well, if you've got a real estate professional, not all, but some, and they've got one transaction this quarter and they need to feed their family, they're supposed to give you all the right information, but they're also got to try and feed their family. So there is a bit of a conflict there. And that's one of the things where you got a real estate professional who's got 2, 3, 5, 10 transactions going right now. They're feeding their family just fine. They're going to, if they've got the right ethics to start with, they're going to be sharing that right ethical approach. We're going to talk more with Aaron Zapata about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Why right now may be the time to sell your house. And yeah, we've got that featured home brought to you by mysocallender.com. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home. before someone else does. Digest tells you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property, exactly what the market believes about your property, gets to you once a month. Just some great information, totally free from your friends right here at Ron Siegel Radio. Why? Right now may be the time to sell your house. The housing market made an incredible recovery in 2020 and is now positioned for an even stronger year, 2021. Record low mortgage interest rates are a driving factor in this continued momentum, with average rates hovering at all-time lows. Now, yes, we did come out with a number this morning, and it does show that interest rates went up the last week. They went all the way from 2.65 to 2.79. Freddie Mac numbers, so you can get them anywhere. It's public information. 2.79, can you imagine that? According to the latest Realtors Confidence Index survey from the National Association of Realtors, buyer demand across the country is incredibly strong. That's not the case, however, on the supply side. Seller traffic is simply not keeping up. And I'm going to share some charts with you later showing buyer traffic and seller traffic. In fact, if I can figure out how to do that while I continue speaking, it's multitasking. Many people say that they can multitask. I guess the statistics are 90% of the people say they can multitask, and about 3% can do it. But I'm going to see if I can get that out there and show you this chart. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, any of our social feeds, or the AM 1490 ABC News and Talk video.
That's dangerous territory there. You know, you're trying to multitask and talk. I'm watching you, and it's like, okay, yeah, let's see if you can get it out there.
And it is up on there right
there
now.
There you go. You did it. So where's the applause button? I want to hear the applause.
Yeah, I do okay, have that.
We do. We got the applause right there.
We've got the applause button.
There we go. Good job.
So we've got some maps showing you buyer traffic high, seller traffic low, with so few homes for sale right now. Record low inventory is creating a mismatch between supply and demand. NAR just reported the actual number of homes currently for sale, $1.28 million homes, down 22% from 1 year ago at 1.64 million. Inventory is at an all-time low with 2.3 months supply available at the current sales pace in a normal market. That number would be 6 months of inventory. So what does this mean for buyers and sellers? Buyers, you better be patient in the search process. Same time, they must be ready to act immediately once they find the right home, since bidding wars are more common when so few houses are available for sale. Sellers, you may not want to wait until spring to put their houses on the market, though, with such high buyer demand and such low supply. Now's a good time. And that's why at our private clients, we tell you, don't worry about getting pre-approved. Don't worry about getting pre-qualified. Get pre-underwritten. Talk to your real estate professionals about no loan contingency, because that's already done.
And that's a big one. That's a big one. In fact, Todd, my teammate, and I, last year we reviewed over 180 offers on our listings.
Okay.
So we have a stack.
Sure.
Right. And the ones that have no loan contingency and no appraisal contingency, even in this market, rise to the top.
Sure.
All the time. So I can completely attest to that.
Yeah. And that's great. That's why we like having to chat with people. And just so you know, when our guests come in here, many of them, especially the repeat offenders.
Thank you very much.
When they come in here, we don't really plan for what's good.
Stop multitasking. Yeah. You got those sounds going off here.
And those are usually just the ones in my head. Right? We don't usually plan a whole lot of what we're going to talk about, because there's so much going on in the marketplace. We could just have a conversation. Before we went live this morning, Aaron and I were chatting a little bit about people leaving Calizuela. So what are your thoughts? Well, let's go. We'll talk about this report, and then we'll talk about leaving. So is there tricks to get people into a house, you know, with inventory this low? Is the local market the same? I mean, you work locally here in Orange County, but you also have offices in Tennessee. Is the market as tight as they say?
So buyers are buying here. I get the big question, who's buying if everybody's leaving?
Right.
Well, so we get a lot of millennials that have been living with mom and dad for the last 7-8 years, have accumulated a lot of cash. That's primarily our buyers right now here in Orange County.
Okay.
Dual income workers, still working, very solid jobs, even in the midst of COVID. So they're very confident in their job, very confident in their income, and they can realize that buying a house is almost the same as rent right now.
Sure.
And so we have that situation here, which produces a lot of buyers. And then in Tennessee, where we represent a lot of buyers, it is the same thing. There's just constantly trying to get their offer accepted. The difference part for here in California versus our Tennessee office is that most in Tennessee, you can put a deadline that has to be a buy by. So the offer doesn't have a normal like 3 days to respond.
Okay.
You can say, I need an answer by tonight at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah. And so a lot of homes come on the market in Tennessee and they're literally sold the same day. Whereas in California, you can take 2 or 3 days to review offers and respond. That's not the case in other parts of the country. Some of them are, but it's a little different, but they're all competitive. You have to have your best foot forward. Loan appraisal is a big deal right now. Loan approval is a big deal. And then also price with appraisal. One of the popular things that we've seen people do is what's called an escalation clause.
Explain that one a little bit.
So someone wrote an offer, just this one. We are in escrow right now with a bidder who basically said, show us a bona fide offer and we'll beat your highest offer by $2,000.
Wow, okay.
And they waived the appraisal and they already had underwritten approval. So we went back and we said, here's the highest offer. Do you want to beat that? And they're like, absolutely. And so we opened escrow $2,000 more than the previous offer we had received. And so they won in an offer, 17 offers on that house.
So explain that a little bit, Aaron, as far as the no appraisal contingency.
So it doesn't mean that the home's not going to be receiving an appraisal.
Okay.
Necessarily, unless it's all cash and they can waive the appraisal entirely. The appraisal contingency states that regardless of what it appraises for, we agree to close escrow at the contract price in the home that we're opening escrow at.
Okay. So basically that's not going to be a contract where somebody's coming in with the absolute minimum down payment with no cash reserves.
That's correct. And you understand an appraisal is backwards looking, meaning they look at historical data of homes that closed in the last 6 months. But your purchase contract is based on today's data.
Right.
Today's competition. And so a buyer needs to recognize that you are buying the house at today's value, not the value from 6 months ago. And because appraisers can't look into the future and see where things are going, appraisers come in low on their values, sometimes 10,000, sometimes 20,000, sometimes 100,000 lower.
And that doesn't mean the appraiser did a bad job. It's
not
just
necessarily.
That's the rules.
That's the rules that they have to abide by. And so if a buyer understands, look, it's really worth what I'm paying for it, regardless of the appraisal, then that can be waived. It gives confidence to the seller that they've picked a buyer who really wants the home and is willing to pay the price that everybody else was.
So I had a friend of mine that just bought a house out of the area, and we financed that for him. And his comment was, well, I'm not going to pay more than the value of the property. And it was interesting having to explain the fact that the appraiser doesn't tell you what the value of the property's worth. He's just telling you what the lender is going to value it at. But the value of the property is basically, I use the same example to you, the MBA. I'm just the radio guy. What a willing buyer is willing to pay a willing seller.
That is the value.
That's value.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with what a house that sold 3 doors down 6 months ago.
Right.
If that sold for $50,000 less, and now we have a buyer and seller willing to sell this one for $50,000 more, that is the value. The appraiser is only trying to see if the price that you've already agreed upon is reasonable. They're right. Not establishing their own value unless they think that price is not reasonable. Then they have to go through a lot of more research, and they put some number on it, and it comes low, and everybody's sad, and everybody's disgruntled. But the reality is a buyer who sees the value in the home in order to stay in escrow oftentimes will end up paying somewhere close to that contract price if they didn't waive the appraisal contingency, or if they waived it, they will close escrow at that price.
So being that you're out there so much, Aaron, talk a little bit about, you know, Harvard always comes out with their study. Harvard University comes out with their study. And usually the price of a property for primary residence, not for investment, for primary residence, price is usually somewhere around the fourth or fifth most important part of the transaction. Do you see that as well with the people you're talking to?
When it comes to working with sellers, price is higher on that list.
Okay.
I mean, it's because it, you know, affects the bottom line.
Sure.
And right now with people exodus in California, just leaving California in mass numbers, a lot of them need that equity and that bottom dollar to make sense to get out of California. So for the seller, it's higher. For the buyer, it's a lot of other things. What interest rate am I at? What's the loan terms? You know, is it the right neighborhood? Is it the right school district for my kids? It's way not as high
right
for the buyer.
So we don't have time to get into it, but I hear a lot of people that say they want to take their money out of California so they can, their equity, and they can go buy for cash in Texas or some other parts of the country. I don't know whether that's true or not.
It's true.
We'll talk more about that with Aaron when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We've got that featured home for you, brought to you by mysocallender.com. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. No longer on Twitter at Ron Siegel, and you can watch a mini replay of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCALBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. MySoCalLender.com. They've got all the properties for you, projects for you. All you need to do is go and check them out. Who's got the featured home today? Let's see if we can find it. I think it's coming up here right in it now. Ah, Patty Gregory has that property. Let's see what we can talk about here. 14769 Weeping Willow Lane in Fontana. Four bedrooms, two full, one half bathroom. Let's see, beautiful floors. Nice to know that. Stunning custom railings, open concept, great view, privacy. No one's behind you. Okay, that's, I guess that's good. Don't have to look over my shoulder. Enjoy your updated kitchen. Lots of natural light, upgraded lighting, gorgeous fireplace. All of that, if the price is right, $460,000. I don't know if the price is right, but I bet Patty does. Hey, let's take a look at that, though. Financing, put 3.5% down. You're paying $1,727 a month. Put down 20%, $1,502 a month. That's principal and interest. You got to add all the other goodies to it. And if you're putting 25% down using some of our strategic ideas, you're looking at $1,340 a month. Now, if you're keeping score, we're looking at 3.305 APR, 2.825 APR, 2.608 APR, NMLS 217037. Got to keep the compliance people happy, so yes, we give all that information out there.
More applause. But congratulations.
got to just keep those guys happy. 14769 Weeping Willow Lane. Talk to Patty if you want more information. Be happy to put you in touch with her. Another great agent here in Southern California. Let's get back to our conversation. Aaron Zapata in the house. Impact Properties, both in California, Calizuela, and Tennessee.
And Alabama.
And Alabama.
Yes, sir.
You're not even wearing a red roll tied shirt today.
I know. I bought some red pants, though.
So. I was going to say, they may not. You know something? I'm surprised with you that you don't have. Ages ago, when my kids were in high school, two of my boys in high school, I think every shirt I owned was red, right? I mean, it's a crazy world what we do with our kids. So I know that you've probably got some red in your wardrobe as well.
Corporate color for my companies is blue, so 90% of it's blue.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know about you, man.
I know. Look, my wristband, my phone.
Okay.
It's company color.
But you got a black shirt on.
I do today.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do today.
I have people that laugh at me because I wear a company shirt a lot of the times, and I've got probably about a dozen black ones and a dozen burgundy ones. So why do you wear the same thing every day?
No, I don't.
just check my closet. My son said it to me the other day. It's craziness. So we were talking before the break, people moving out of Calizuela and businesses deciding what they're doing. But we still have no inventory. So where's the disconnect? I mean, you look at it and you say, how do so many people leave all the time? How do so many people find, you know, that the wealth is going, businesses are going. We saw Elon Musk took his company out, but we've been talking about there's still no inventory.
Mm-hmm.
How does all that work? I mean, why do you think that's going there? It's still hard to find property.
Well, inventory is an interesting concept. It just means the available homes on the market. And when you think about how fast properties are selling, they literally come and go. Super fast. I looked at the numbers. I believe the number of home sales in 2020 over 19 was actually up in our market, in CRMLS, the California Regional Multiple Listing Service, by about 10%.
Wow.
And so they're just not available, though, because they're selling so fast. And because fewer are falling out, you don't have the same tracking mechanism, because it used to have about 30%, 40% would fall out for one reason or another. But now buyers are so anxious to get that house. Once they're in, they're going to hold on for everything they got to make sure they close. And so our fallout ratios are way down. So that means that a house comes on the market, it goes inactive, it goes pending, it goes closed.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that people are missing out on so many properties? So they realize they better have their ducks in a row.
Yeah, because if you think about the one that we just talked about before the break, we had 17 offers. I mean, that's 16 rejections we had to send.
Sure.
Those people are going to go out and make offers on other properties. And if they get rejected in that fashion, it could be 12, 10, 15 offers before they get their offer accepted.
Really, that many?
Yeah, absolutely. Because wow. There's that many buyers buying with these low interest rates right now. That's driving prices up. And so that makes this idea, and you don't see open house signs anymore because we can't do open houses. And so you don't see like the effect of real estate very much. And so the feeling of, wow, everything's for sale. Look at all the signs. No, there's no sign. Well, the signs are up and down.
Sure.
It's not
basically up and then sold.
Absolutely.
That's just so people like Aaron can get some advertising, right? They put the sign out there and it says Impact Properties for sale are coming soon, for sale, sold, and it's all the same day.
Sometimes. Yeah, right? Sometimes. And so there's just that anxiety in the market where buyers know that they're going to be competing.
Is it because of a shortage of properties, or is it, I mean, obviously we can't get the excitement of real estate in a COVID environment, right? Because you put up a property, you put up a sign, you have an open house, you see 100 people waiting to get into it. That's not happening, right? I mean, you don't have, because it's got to all be done based on appointments now, doesn't it?
Well,
it,
they are done based on appointments, but you can use software to make sure your appointments are every 15 minutes. And then if a showing takes longer than 15 minutes, and if it's a good house, it normally does, you could have a line out the door.
Okay.
We have multiple properties where we have had lines down the street with every, you know, we don't put the little X's on the sidewalk or anything like that because it's not a property, but where they line up and they literally wait in line to see the homes.
Wow.
And so that does create that anxiety. If you're outside of a home and you see 15 other people looking at it, you're going to make a more aggressive offer. You're going to make a better offer, which is what we saw happen. Prices go up because they know there's competition.
Are the agents forced in some, I mean, some agents have done this right along, but is the major, more agents being forced to do a better job because of COVID where they've got to, you know, you have a property and you're not going to let John Jones come in unless his buyer's got a pre-approval letter or something along those lines based on new rules?
Yeah, we had that conversation with our sales staff on Tuesday. And because of COVID, you have to sign a disclosure before you go into a home, and you must be accompanied by your professional. So you really maybe have had in the past a lot of unqualified, what we call looky-loos, just kind of out there.
But nosy neighbor.
Nosy neighbor, or just kind of marginal buyers that are on the edge that maybe or maybe not going to be buying a house. And those were in the group, but they were unidentified. Now with appointments and with required forms, all of the active buyers are being identified. And so they're having to go that extra step to make their intentions known. And so now when you have 18 showings on a house, you know that that's 18 buyers that have not only signed a form, contacted their realtor, but they usually have also talked with their lender, because the realtor, if he's smart, is going to be like, hey, who have you talked to on your lending side?
Right.
So that we don't waste our time, because homes are selling so quickly. We got to make sure all our ducks in a row. So this anonymous buyer pool that was out there pre-COVID, they're not there anymore.
They're gone.
They are been identified. And now you know they're buying. And now you know your competition. And now you have this perfect storm.
To me, that sounds a lot better, just because it is
better. It's way more transparent. You know whose clients are. It used to be that somebody could walk into your open house one day and then another open house the next day, write offers with two different agents if they didn't do any research. And realistically, they could, because it's not against the rules.
Right.
But now once they're identified a realtor that they're going to go see property with, there's that loyalty and there's that ability to really work on behalf of your client if you're the buyer's agent. And then the seller knows all the buyers are identified.
It's made the industry a little more professional.
We really have enjoyed the you know, benefit of that process. At first, I hated it.
Sure.
Oh, it's such a new system. I got more forms. But with, like you said in your intro, you know, there's opportunities in every market.
Right.
So that forced us to start a new way, which has produced a better way, in my opinion.
Well, and I've said this many, many times, is the barrier to entry in the real estate industry is horrible.
That's
but
very
it's so simple.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, take
three tests.
Yeah. Well, you and I don't have this problem, but I use this all the time, is that 90 days to get a real estate license and 18 months to get a license to cut hair, right? So it's the barrier to entry to cutting hair is more than somebody who's going to help you spend $1 million.
Right. Not right? a very good litmus test.
Right. And I think it's done a big job, a benefit for the industry, a benefit for the community that we all serve, because you know, those, you and I, there's some of us that really want to make the industry better. We're out there to serve people more than do a transaction.
Yeah. And when the consumer, I mean, you know, realtors are not high on the trust list.
Right.
You know, I teach a class at Pacific West Association of Realtors, and one of the slides is, where do we rank in terms of public trust? We're like way down by used car salesmen and stuff like that. So
I've been in a lot of those because I had a stockbroker license for a long time. So I was down there on the very bottom.
Yeah, we're on the bottom. and that's largely in part because there's not a lot of transparency.
Right.
You know, and so you don't know what your agent's doing. You don't really know what's happening. And this requirement for appointments and forms really has brought to surface some of the things that really allowed for that poor ratings to happen. And I think it's a better situation now.
I think it's a lot better too. That's some great information. If you want to meet Aaron Zapata or work with his team, give me a call, 800-306-1990. You see this information scrolling along the bottom. Impact Properties, Impact Properties, or impactproperties.com. You can give him a call or give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be more than happy to put you in touch. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Boy,